Thank you all for waiting around that long. I appreciate it. My name is Tom Mullen, as Chairman Borden just mentioned. I come from up in Campton and Thornton. First thing I'm going to do tomorrow morning, Chairman Borden, is I'm going to call Maggie Hassan, and I'm going to tell her to add $79 to her budget so they can get you a nice cushioned stool, because you've been standing all afternoon up there, and I'm impressed.
Actually, I've got one in my shed. I'll bring it. Won't cost a thing.
I think you should. Either that or they should drop that podium so you can sit and look over it. So, at any rate, I do have some written testimony, which I've put up on the table. At least I saw it earlier. And I went over that with my wife last night, and I said, check the time on this. And at 15 minutes into the talk, she shut me off. And so I then get back on the computer.
Did you bring her today?
No, I knew better. She'd already pulled me off the table.
Do you have a phone number?
So then what I did is I redlined all of what I thought the important things were. And this morning I did it again with her, and it took 9 minutes. So I'm not going to even read the redline version. I'm going to try to touch on a few points that I think maybe haven't been covered here today.
Thank you. But we will read your written testimony. That's very valuable to us.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm a real estate guy. I've been living in New Hampshire for 55 years, except for a brief stint to go overseas in the late 60s, and you could probably guess where that was. And I've been involved in the development of real estate business the entire time I've been in New Hampshire. I've done lots of what I think are successful projects, the Grouse Point Club in Meredith, the Mill at Loon Mountain up in Lincoln, and I'm doing a project right now, or hopefully continuing to do a project right now, called the Owl's Nest Resort and Golf Club, which is in Campton, New Hampshire, which I think has the distinction of being one of the nicest golf courses in the state of New Hampshire, but it also has the distinction of having 14,000 linear feet of the proposed Northern Pass running right through the middle of it. Now, I promise you that's hopefully the last time I'll mention those two words, Northern Pass. I'll talk about it in a different context. I go into that level of discussion about my background because I think it's important that you recognize me, hopefully, as an authority on why people come to New Hampshire, what they come here for, and then, maybe even more importantly, why they stay here. My firm has built over 2,000 residential units in the central part of New Hampshire during my career, and I've been involved in the brokerage of close to 4,000 residential units. I know why people come here, and I know why they stay. I'm going to jump into a little thing called unintended consequences. We hear that a lot from the folks at PSNH and other energy companies talking about legislation that you folks are putting together, and they're telling you all the time, boy, be careful, it's going to have unintended consequences. Well, it's already having consequences for me and my business. This past fall, we had a layoff in our entire staff. We ran out of money in October. We're trying to put together a deal to reopen our project in the spring. At the height of our activity, we had 250-some-odd people who were involved in the development business and construction business working for us full-time. So just the threat of a project that's coming down through central New Hampshire has been enough to threaten our business. What's the antidote for unintended consequences? It's called a moratorium. It's a timeout. It's what my mother used to lay on me when I was getting in trouble. She'd say, timeout, and I went to the corner and I sat on a stool, by the way, and until I got the word I could come back. And we need a timeout here in New Hampshire right now. We need a timeout while this flood of energy projects that are coming at us are looked at not only in terms of the energy they provide, but are looked at in terms of what can they do for the people and the state of New Hampshire. For instance, there are projects to the east and west of us, Northeast Energy Link over in Maine, the Champlain Hudson Express down in Vermont, that are taking high voltage DC power lines from way up north all the way down. The one in Vermont is going to New York, the one in Maine is going to Massachusetts, right through the seacoast of New Hampshire, and these are going underground the entire way. These projects, while they were in the planning stages, never even contemplated going overhead. They've been underground from day one. They knew the people of those two states wouldn't allow them to get away going overhead. And yet here we are with an energy plan that was promulgated back 10 or 12 years ago that doesn't address the issue of undergrounding. I mean, can this state look a gift horse pushing off probably somewhere between $60 and $80 million a year in rental revenue for the rights of way that the state owns? Can we just look that gift horse in the mouth? No, we can't. We need revenues in this state. We need to rebuild our highways and our bridges. Just the rent from the northern just the rent from the project that's coming 220 miles down through the White Mountains could take care of all of the needs that our highways need and our bridges need here in the state of New Hampshire. That's what we should be looking at during a timeout. We should be figuring out how those monies can come to us. Maybe PSNA, the big company that's doing this project, would consider joint venturing with New Hampshire instead of trying to force this project down its narrow right of way, where it's going to despoil everything around it and going to make people that come to New Hampshire say what somebody said to me in my dining room a couple of nights ago, and he was serious. He was talking about the wind turbines over on Groton, and he said to me, "Why did you let that happen?" That's what he said. "Why did you let that happen?" And I said, I'm doing my best. But it's an uphill battle. These companies are pushing their way in, and they're using the good graces of this legislature and this state to let this kind of stuff go on. It's got to be stopped. Almost done. The underground project over in Maine is going to cost $7.83 million per mile. The underground and underwater project in Vermont is going to cost $7.8 million over in Maine and $6.6 million in the state of Vermont. Now, we've been told this project coming down through New Hampshire is going to cost, I think, $1.2 billion, but that was 2.5 years ago. They're now chasing the line all over Hell's Half Acre up north. The project has been impacted by inflation during that whole period of time. It's now a $1.8 billion project, according to some experts that I've consulted with on this very point. At $1.8 billion, that project is, I'll tell you what it is per mile, give me a second, is $8.2 million a mile for an overhead project coming down through the middle of New Hampshire. And why? Because it's such a difficult right-of-way to come down through. That's what you all need to be looking at. That's why you need a timeout. That's why you need a moratorium. You folks, I trust, will take your moratorium when you vote for it, and you'll make changes to it through the amendment process. You'll refine it. You'll make it something that works better than what's even been put on the table now. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.